Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, delivering the latest developments straight from the world of finance on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for everything related to insurance, superannuation, and money management. Let's dive straight in. On Tuesday, December 24th, a rumble in the Australian automobile industry caused a surge in Nissan stocks. The whispers of a merger with Honda fueled the rise, pushing Nissan's shares by 22%. Honda, however, felt a dip of 1.2%. Nissan, claiming a significant stake of 24% in Mitsubishi Motors, could potentially bring Mitsubishi into the fold of a proposed joint holding company. Nissan denied a formal announcement, but admitted to exploring collaborations. If realized, we could see an industry-shaking alliance with annual sales topping 8 million vehicles. Yet, they would still be trailing behind Toyota and Volkswagen. Over to government news now. The Australian Treasury, led by Jim Chalmers, is zooming in on high-value superannuation accounts to manage the projected cost to the Commonwealth that's peaking at $55 billion. Yes, you heard right, folks. A whopping total of 48 tax concessions are up for review, with superannuation right in the crosshairs. Amid falling mineral revenues and escalating public expenditure, this move aims at maintaining public services quality, like healthcare and education, without compromising the nation's economic priorities. Who said making tax reforms, particularly aimed at multinational corporations and superannuation, can't be an innovative fiscal strategy? Now for an update from the banking world, the power's shifting back to the shareholders, albeit sprinkled with discontent. The annual meeting at ANZ faced a backlash from shareholders, with over a third rejecting the bank's remuneration plans. Allegations of market manipulation in the sale of $14 billion in government bonds are casting shadows, leading to going under the microscope of ASIC. In acknowledgement of the dissent, Chair Paul Sullivan pledged to review executive rewards, reflecting the importance of transparent governance and responsive leadership in building stakeholder trust. Finally, we turn our attention to the Insurance Council of Australia. Following the aftermath of 2022's floods, they are aligning their plans to strategically address an overwhelming 78 recommendations from flood response inquiries. Planned in phases, the ICA is leaning towards simpler recommendations while carving out time for deeper examination of complex proposals. Their focus is on increasing consumer benefits, competitiveness, and innovation. Response efforts include standardized policy clauses for vulnerable customers and are set to receive further elaboration, keeping consumer advocates and stakeholders on their toes. This again serves as a reminder of the importance of building industry resilience post-disaster. And that, dear listeners, wraps up your financial news for Tuesday, December 24th. I'm Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, catering to your every insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management need. Be sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more finance insights. Till the next time, take care.